You know, the 12 stones of the foundations, the names of the apostles written in it. You know, this is the church. The church. I don't even like, honestly, I get sick of the term church because it's such an overused term. It has, you know, it comes from the German Kirche. It speaks more of the building than of the people. Just like the city is, the city, what is a city? Just a collection of buildings? Just a bunch of pearly gates? There's the pearly gates, by the way. The gates was a solid, single pearl. Right, what is a city? Ultimately, a city with no people is just ruins. The what makes a city alive is the people who dwell in it. And the city is made magnificent by its builder to show the greatness of the inhabitants and the wealth and so on and so forth. And that's what this is saying, that these are the heirs of all things, the children of God. This is their city. And in it he puts everything that man understands as being precious and valuable and amazing.
That is what God's people are to him.
Her light having this beautiful light like a most precious stone, like a jasper, clear as crystal. Like a beautifully clear stone, shining out light. You know, like when a prism scatters light, or a diamond, you see the light catch it just right, and it sparkles and shines with a clear, beautiful light.
God's people have a light.
And the names of the tribes and of the apostles, because it is all built on those foundations of the apostles, the prophets, the tribes, the patriarchs. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. And there's no temple in it, no temple in the city. There's no religious building. There's no temple, because the Lord God and the Lamb are the temple of it. Because ultimately, the things we do in the earth are sort of just shadows of what is real. A temple is a dwelling place of God. As Jesus said, the foxes have holes. The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. God doesn't dwell in everything. God has no real dwelling place. He can make a place to dwell. But that dwelling place is something that, you know, nothing contains God. You know, there's nothing that can contain him, nothing that can shelter him. Everything that is, he has made. It's all in him, so to speak. You know, it's all under his power. It all exists by his upholding. So no more temples, no more edifices, no more fake religion. No more things that are made for men to see so that man can understand. Man will see God as he is and truly understand. So it goes through the, you know, I'm not going to get into the stones and comparing and thinking about it. You know, what color are they? They're amazing colors. It's not the point. It's to draw you in to the amazingness of this. Be there to see it. I could read this 1,000 times and give you specifics, and they could all be wrong. The city has no need of the sun. Will there be a sun? I don't know. But the city doesn't need it. That's the point. No moon. No light external to shine it, because God's glory lightens it. It's funny, my daughter the other day was saying like how like she likes light, but the sun is kind of irritating to the eye. It hurts my eyes. It made me think of this passage. The nations that are saved are going to walk in its light. The kings of the earth. Who are these kings? Well, you know, are we not? Do we not reign as kings with Christ? We are the kings of the earth. We bring our glory and honor, which we have in Christ, to it. Because who enters into it? Nothing that defiles or worketh abominations or makes lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, that's who enters into it. Nothing else. There'll be no night, and the gates will never be shut. They'll be wide open. Go in and out as you please, if you want. But you always have a place in that kingdom, in that city. Because you are that city, if you are his redeemed. All the abominable works of this age, the abominations, lies, all out. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, and none other.